Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Monday, April 29th. On today's show, we have a special edition of LATAM Insights. Venezuela is set to leverage USDT for sidestepping sanctions, while Chivo Wallet disregards hacking allegations. Plus, stay tuned for more updates on the latest in the world of cryptocurrency. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with some interesting developments in the world of cryptocurrency. Venezuela is reportedly planning to use the stablecoin Tether to help circumvent financial sanctions, while El Salvador's Chivo wallet is facing hacking allegations that it denies. For more on these stories, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about Venezuela's plans to leverage Tether?
According to reports, the Venezuelan government is looking to use the USDT stablecoin as a way to sidestep international sanctions that have crippled its economy. By promoting the use of Tether, which is pegged to the US dollar, Venezuela hopes to facilitate more international trade and give its citizens an alternative to the bolivar, which has suffered from hyperinflation in recent years. This move could potentially open up new avenues for Venezuela to engage in global commerce despite the restrictions it faces.
Interesting. And what about the situation with El Salvador's Chivo wallet? There have been some hacking allegations recently.
That's right. The Chivo wallet, which was launched by the government of El Salvador when it made Bitcoin legal tender last year, has been accused of having poor security that leaves it vulnerable to hacks. However, officials overseeing the wallet have strongly denied these allegations, stating that no hacks or losses of funds have occurred. They maintain that the Chivo wallet is secure and that any reports suggesting otherwise are false. This controversy highlights the challenges El Salvador has faced in its transition to using Bitcoin nationally.
As more countries in Latin America explore the use of cryptocurrencies, what impact could these developments in Venezuela and El Salvador have on the region more broadly?
These events demonstrate the growing interest in cryptocurrencies in Latin America, particularly as a means of dealing with economic instability, inflation, and international sanctions. If Venezuela is successful in using Tether to facilitate trade, it could inspire other nations facing similar challenges to explore stablecoin options. And while El Salvador's experience with Bitcoin has been bumpy, it has still put crypto on the map as a national currency alternative. Other countries in the region will surely be watching to see how these experiments play out. Cryptocurrencies are becoming an increasingly important part of the financial landscape in Latin America.
It will certainly be interesting to see how this all develops. Thank you for your insights, Simply Crypto correspondent. Turning our attention to other crypto news, Venezuela is reportedly planning to use the stablecoin Tether to help circumvent financial sanctions, while El Salvador's Chivo wallet is facing hacking allegations that it denies. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about Venezuela's plans to leverage the USDT stablecoin?
Venezuela has been dealing with hyperinflation and economic turmoil for years now, exacerbated by US sanctions. According to a Bloomberg report, the country is now looking to use the popular stablecoin Tether, which is pegged to the US dollar, to facilitate international trade and bypass these restrictions on its financial system. This could allow Venezuelan companies and the government itself to move money across borders digitally, even with limited access to the global banking system.
Interesting. And Tether has become one of the most widely used stablecoins for cross-border transactions. But what are the risks and potential downsides of Venezuela relying on USDT in this way?
There are certainly some concerns. Tether itself has faced controversy and skepticism in the past over whether it truly holds adequate dollar reserves to back all the USDT in circulation. Venezuela would be placing a lot of trust in this private company. There are also questions about how easily Venezuela could cash out USDT holdings into real dollars if needed. Furthermore, the U.S. government may view this USDT usage as a sanctions violation and take action against Tether or Venezuelan entities. So while it offers a potential workaround, it's a strategy with risks attached.
Makes sense. it's a bit of a gray area. Switching gears, there are also some headlines about El Salvador's Chivo digital wallet facing hacking allegations. What's the story there?
That's right. As a quick background, the Chivo wallet is the official government-run Bitcoin wallet in El Salvador, which made Bitcoin legal tender last year. There have been some recent allegations on social media of unauthorized hacking attempts and identity theft issues with Chivo. However, according to the latest reports, the company behind Chivo is denying these hacking claims. They say the app has multi-factor authentication and the alleged hacks haven't been proven.
With El Salvador being the first country to make Bitcoin an official currency, the Chivo wallet is being watched closely. Is there any independent verification of these hacking incidents, or is it a he said, she said situation so far?
At this point, it seems to be mostly unverified social media claims that Chivo is disputing. The company says it takes security very seriously and hasn't found evidence of money theft. That said, any hacking concerns can undermine public trust, which is crucial for a project like this. Chivo and the El Salvador government will likely need to go the extra mile with transparency and third-party audits to maintain confidence, especially with the added volatility that Bitcoin brings compared to a traditional currency. It's an unprecedented experiment that carries a good deal of risk.
Thanks for the insights on El Salvador's Bitcoin adoption. It will certainly be fascinating to see how these situations in El Salvador and Venezuela play out at the intersection of cryptocurrency and geopolitics. And speaking of Venezuela, there are reports that the country is looking to leverage the stablecoin Tether, also known as USDT, to sidestep economic sanctions. Meanwhile, El Salvador's Chivo wallet is disregarding recent hacking allegations. For more on these stories, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about Venezuela's plans to use USDT to get around sanctions?
Venezuela has been dealing with crippling economic sanctions for years now, which has led to hyperinflation of its national currency, the bolivar. In an attempt to circumvent these sanctions, the Venezuelan government is apparently turning to cryptocurrencies like USDT. USDT is a stablecoin pegged to the value of the US dollar, so it provides a more stable alternative to the bolivar. By using USDT for international transactions, Venezuela may be able to avoid the traditional financial system and the sanctions levied against it. This could allow the country to continue trading with other nations and bring in much-needed revenue.
Interesting. And what about these hacking allegations against El Salvador's Chivo wallet? What's the story there?
El Salvador made headlines last year when it became the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. As part of this move, the government launched the Chivo wallet to facilitate Bitcoin transactions. However, there have been recent allegations that the Chivo wallet is vulnerable to hacks and that some users have had funds stolen. But the government is pushing back against these claims. Officials say the Chivo wallet has not been hacked and that user funds are safe. They maintain that any reports of lost funds are isolated cases resulting from user errors or scams, not any inherent vulnerability in the wallet itself.
Both of these stories highlight the growing role of cryptocurrencies in the global financial system, particularly in countries facing economic challenges. In Venezuela, cryptocurrencies are providing a potential lifeline to help mitigate the impact of sanctions. And in El Salvador, the government is standing behind its decision to embrace Bitcoin despite the challenges that come with being a pioneer in this space. Clearly, we're seeing cryptocurrencies have real geopolitical and economic implications.
Absolutely. And it's not just these two countries. Across Latin America, we're seeing increased interest and adoption of cryptocurrencies. Argentina, Brazil, Panama, Paraguay, they're all at various stages of developing their own crypto regulations and infrastructure. A lot of this is driven by the economic situations in these countries: high inflation, unstable local currencies, large unbanked populations. Cryptocurrencies are seen as a way to provide greater financial access and stability. Of course, crypto is still a nascent, volatile space, so there are plenty of risks involved too. But it's fascinating to watch it all unfold and see how cryptocurrencies are reshaping economies and traditional financial systems.
It certainly is a space to keep a close eye on. Thank you for your insights, correspondent. For Simply Crypto, I'm David. Turning our attention to other developments in the crypto world, Venezuela is reportedly looking to leverage the stablecoin Tether to help sidestep economic sanctions, while El Salvador's Chivo wallet is disregarding recent hacking allegations. For more on these stories, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about Venezuela's plans to use Tether?
Venezuela has been dealing with hyperinflation and economic turmoil for years now, exacerbated by U.S. sanctions. In an attempt to get around these restrictions, the Venezuelan government is apparently turning to cryptocurrencies. Specifically, they are planning to leverage the popular U.S. dollar-pegged stablecoin Tether, or USDT. By using USDT for international trade settlements, Venezuela could bypass the traditional financial system and access global markets despite the sanctions in place. This would allow them to import goods and engage economically in ways that have been very difficult recently.
Interesting. So by using a stablecoin tied to the value of the US dollar, they can effectively transact in dollars without actually touching the dollar system itself. But Tether has had its own controversies and questions about whether it truly holds the reserves it claims. Is it a reliable option?
That's right. Tether has faced significant scrutiny and allegations that it may not be fully backed by actual dollar reserves as it claims. However, it remains the largest stablecoin by market cap and is widely used in crypto trading. For Venezuela's purposes, USDT would still be more stable than the Bolivar, which has been ravaged by hyperinflation. As long as USDT holds its peg to the dollar and is accepted by Venezuela's trading partners, it could serve as a viable alternative. But you're right that it does carry its own risks and isn't a perfect solution by any means.
Moving on to El Salvador now, the country made waves by making Bitcoin legal tender last year and launching the Chivo digital wallet for citizens. But that wallet is now disregarding some hacking allegations?
Yes, the Chivo wallet, which is the official Bitcoin wallet developed by the El Salvadoran government, was recently accused of having serious security vulnerabilities by some local media outlets. These reports suggested that flaws in the Chivo wallet could allow unauthorized access to users' funds. However, the administrators of the Chivo wallet have come out strongly denying these allegations. They claim that no hacks or thefts of funds have occurred and that the wallet remains secure. The government is essentially disregarding the hacking claims as false rumors at this point.
But El Salvador's Bitcoin experiment has faced a lot of technical issues and public skepticism since it launched, right? Are people actively using Chivo and Bitcoin at this point?
Adoption has been fairly slow so far. The Chivo wallet did have major bugs and glitches when it first rolled out, and a lot of Salvadorans have been hesitant to put their money into Bitcoin, given the cryptocurrency's volatility. Surveys have shown that most people and businesses are still not using it for regular transactions, preferring to stick with cash. The government has tried to incentivize adoption with fuel subsidies and other perks for using Chivo, but it remains to be seen whether Bitcoin will catch on in a major way. For now, the allegations around Chivo's security certainly don't help with building public trust.
There are certainly a lot of open questions when it comes to nation states adopting cryptocurrencies. We'll have to see how these experiments unfold. Thanks for your insights, correspondent. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.